Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to discuss the astrological energies from April 10th until April 17th as we move through the final full week of Aries season. And we still have quite a bit happening in the Aries areas of your chart. So we will definitely be diving into that in today's show. Plus, of course, we are building up to the exact conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus at 21 degrees of Taurus. And this energy is already in play. It's already affecting us, working with us, opening us up. And it could even be a part of the energy you're feeling after eclipse season, because the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is certainly the energy signature of an eclipse, but it's also the initiation of a new 14-year cycle, because Jupiter and Uranus only make that conjunction every 13 to 14 years. The last time they were conjunct was in 2010 and early 2011. This happened at 0 degrees of Aries and then again at 27 and 28 degrees of Pisces. So you could look back on what was started for you back in 2010, 2011 at 0 degrees of Aries. And now we're beginning this new cycle that is ready to bring in powerful new manifestation codes, new opportunities and growth. The Taurus energy also connects to your primal, sacral, creative energy, to what you feel you're here to create in a way that's uniquely you. And so this could open up some powerful insights and opportunities for you to create your reality in a way that is wildly different from anything you could have expected. It's meant to take you out of what is traditional, what is the status quo. It's meant to take you into some new fields of opportunity and advancement. And this is the energy that shakes up the snow globe, that shakes things up, that rattles it around, that wants you to break free, break loose, and supports you in knowing that you are worth it. You are worth it because the base energy of Taurus is your self-value, your self-worth, understanding that you are not only capable of creating and building something you love, but there's also energetic support here. And with the Uranus influence, the Uranus is future-oriented. So I also feel like this energy is putting you on a path that your future self already embodies. Like you're syncing up timelines. You're moving into a new trajectory of experiences that were not open before, that were not possible. But again, you could be feeling it right now. So I wanted to start with this because the energy is increasing. I did do a podcast episode for you on Monday, April 8th, with these codes as well, discussing more of this energy. And there is a video on YouTube looking at the chart here of where you're ready to advance, especially related to your own natal Uranus sign. Okay, that is important to look at. And in fact, that helps you understand where this energy is more personal. Your natal Uranus can be in any sign. It can be in Libra. It can be in Capricorn. It could be in Virgo. And this natal Uranus is also going to be vibrating with the frequency codes of this conjunction, because your natal Uranus is where you are here to do something in your own way, to advance your soul's energy in this lifetime, to follow your own creative force and your freedom. Your natal Uranus in any sign and in any house is feeling this energy that could even be rejuvenation, especially with that Jupiter influence, where here comes Jupiter, expands it, amplifies it, makes it bigger, perhaps even exaggerates it to a point of discomfort. Because of this energy occurring in Taurus, Taurus is like, hey, I don't want too much. I don't want this to be messy. I'm not looking for chaos. I prefer simple, clear. I want my patience. And that is none of this energy. None of this energy fits with how the Taurus energy naturally shows up and wants to experience itself. And so if you have planets or points in Taurus, yeah, you're in a snow globe right now. Things are shaking up. You're looking for stable ground. You could be overwhelmed, confused. What do I do? What do I choose? And this energy is asking you to choose your future, the future manifestations that you want, even if right now it doesn't seem possible or it seems wildly chaotic. Choose the future timeline. And then your natal Uranus is also vibrating quite powerfully right now to get your attention around how you're here to, again, do things differently in this lifetime and to ensure you're in your authentic energy signature, that you are really bringing to life more of your unique coding. And so what this means is that during April, the energy we're already in of these eclipses, you could find yourself surprising yourself. Like you make a different decision, you do something out of the blue, you know, you follow a wild harebrain of an idea, you're complete with something, you cut it off, you cut it out. These can be very drastic measures. These are life-changing energies in some capacity. And of course, it depends on how it's working with you personally, but it's showing you there is a new way, there is a new option, there is more here that will open up and be available to you, but there's something about staying open to the chaos of it all that leads you forward. So April is still unfolding as big energies being stirred up, and it comes down to how you deal with change. How you can be adaptable, open, flexible, how you can still even calm yourself, quiet the mind, reduce anxiety, worry, fears in order to feel the power of your creative life force, because that is what is busting open here as we get closer to this exact conjunction with Jupiter and Uranus. And I will talk about it more next week as well, but it's important to understand the significance that it's a new 14-year cycle, and it's occurring at 21 to 22 degrees of Taurus in your chart, in your natal chart. So you look at which house that is in for you, and that's where these changes are unfolding. Opportunities can be opening up. Things come through quickly. Now, all of that is in motion, and we just had this Aries solar eclipse. And whether you witnessed it in person or you just simply felt the energy of it, it was quite magnificent, quite powerful. I'll share with you more about my personal experience at the end here if you are interested. But this eclipse, energetically, it brought up a lot. And it's always special when you have millions of people gathered and energetically experiencing the same thing at the same time, all looking up at the heavens, all looking up at the incredible experience of the sun and the moon dancing together, and looking at how, if we see the sun as our life force, as a masculine energy, as a part of our light coding and solar consciousness, then you have the moon moving in front of it, blocking that, and the moon being the feminine, the mystery, what we don't always see, but we feel and we sense, and creating a temporary darkness. And then the moon passes on, almost like the moon gave its message, gave its influence, and then the light returns. And so here we have the ongoing archetypal story of the light triumphing over darkness, that the darkness is temporary, but there is beauty in that. There is understanding and consciousness in that too. It's also an important reset of our own consciousness. And how I intuitively felt and saw this that I share with you, and of course, take it if it resonates and leave it if it doesn't resonate, was that this was a clearing of codes. There were energetic codes that the moon has whisked away. The moon has closed out and completed for us. And this could be something you felt emotionally. A lot of people were crying as they witnessed this total solar eclipse. They were overcome with the energetic experience of it. And that was part of the clearing of the codes. allowing something within your Aries self-identity to be closed out, to be let go of and released. And there was a clearing of the codes here to help you feel lighter and free, to allow you to see what you no longer need to embody or carry. And you could feel this at a cellular level. I felt it as our DNA closing out, shutting off some things that we have been holding or experiencing since the last eclipse we had at this Aries degree point in April 2005. And so I know that's a long cycle of time, but you can notice that, especially if this eclipse was working with you more personally. And so the moon came through and gifted us with the energy of detoxing, removal, flowing with change, which is the moon's strength. And the moon is always showing us how we can continue to ebb and flow with the tides of change, with our own growth and what we are meant to experience in this lifetime that is always evolving, always changing. So I felt this as a very deep clearing of codes, and that it's meant to then open up new ways of moving forward, of a rebirth, of seeing yourself in a new light. Because as that moon moves along, the sun returns in its full power, light, and glory to open up new codes, new ways of knowing ourselves. And that is certainly the case with the strong energetic focus in Aries. And so there could be something here that you're seeing in a new light. You're ready to go for. You're ready to initiate. There could be things, however, that you're also simply meant to sit with. And this is because the planets that are all in Aries, and by the way, we have quite a lineup of planets in Aries, as we've been discussing, the sun, Mercury retrograde, Chiron, Venus, and Eris, not to mention the North Node. All these planets in Aries are supporting something that you're meant to move towards. A new chapter is commencing. But the ruling planet Mars is conjunct Saturn in Pisces at 14 degrees on April 10th. And so there is a period of stillness, quiet, listening, being receptive, even to the point of discomfort, even to the point of, I don't want to sit with this. I don't want to be in this energy. And here we have Mars conjunct Saturn that could feel like a resistance or a challenge to receiving the spiritual messages you're meant to know. And so what I'm feeling as I say this is that when we're on a spiritual path, we often are looking for the messages that cheer us on. What's uplifting, what's positive, what reinforces what we're doing and how we're growing. But this energy, Mars conjunct Saturn in Pisces, is taking responsibility for even your shadow ego, your shadow self, the things you did or you've done or you've said or something you have perhaps engaged in that maybe you're not so proud of. You know, the things that you did from one mindset and then you realize later on, oh, wow, that was damaging. That was hurtful. I didn't mean to cause those consequences. It could also be sitting with something that you're not proud of, but ultimately it's a lesson and it shows you your own power. It shows you what you're learning. But again, through those shadow energies, I'm seeing these back alleys, kind of like, ooh, rough. That was rough. I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I didn't make that choice, but I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to allow it to help me moving forward, to grow from it, to understand more about consequences, which is Saturn, because Saturn in Pisces is bringing about consequences right now, even to things that you thought were long gone. It could even be something that you thought was over and complete. And now it's coming back around because Saturn doesn't forget. And then here we have Mars conjunct Saturn that makes it personal and brings up the body's memory of events, which is Mars, what the body has been holding. So if you've been feeling grief, loss, sadness, if you've been holding sorrow or melancholy, there are parts of ourselves that will shut that down, right? We'll shut down what we don't want to feel, whether that's the mind or the ego or even just the overall inconvenience. Because some of those feelings are wildly inconvenient. But there's an energy signature here that's asking you to harness the full power of feelings, experiences, and choices to learn from them. Because Saturn wants you to do better, be more aware, be more spiritually evolved and in your mastery so that you understand the power of your energy as a creator in this earthly experience and in this lifetime. So Mars conjunct Saturn in Pisces is very significant because of how Mars is the ruling planet of all those energy in Aries. And now Mars enters the final 15 degrees of the full zodiac wheel. And this is where I feel like he's entering into a silent retreat, a monastery, a very quiet, quiet place within him that is designed to offer wisdom, reflection, spiritual insights, and to help you hear, to really hear messages. And you might need more quiet right now. You might need more internal time or space to yourself, because I'm seeing this as, again, if you're getting insights around things that you've previously participated in, you've said, you've done, whatever, and you're not meant to sit in any kind of self-punishment, if you will. You're not meant to beat yourself up about it. There's something about learning from it, perhaps correcting it and taking responsibility, which Saturn always loves. And by the way, that advances you. That advances your soul. Every time you take responsibility for something that hurt or harmed another, you practically quantum leap in what happens next. And that is where the universe acknowledges your own growth. There's also a humbleness here, and it's looking at where this Pisces energy knows that it's safe to be humble. And there's an honoring of what you've learned along the way because of it. So with Mars here in the final degrees of the zodiac wheel, in the quiet, receptive energies of Pisces, there's also things that you're going to feel shift in you permanently, a permanent shift. And this will play out until the end of April. And then Mars enters Aries on April 30th and begins a whole new journey. But this is closing out something that can also bring you greater self-forgiveness, self-compassion, peace of mind. And I feel like there could be something that gives you a checking in point when Mars is conjunct Neptune at 28 degrees of Pisces, again, the end of April, April 28th. So from now until April 28th, what is coming up, especially in your physical memories, what your body is holding. So this could be things that you experienced physically that your body is clearing out. Going back to how this total solar eclipse was about clearing codes so that you could rise in a new version of yourself, there could be something that your body is holding that you're feeling. This can come up through illness and sickness. This could come up through feeling depleted. This could also come up as wanting to do some kind of regular practice or physical activity that is gentle, loving, supportive, and kind to yourself. So really tune in to your body's messages because they are so strong right now. And I'm also sensing this could be related to all kinds of physical activities. I mean, this could be related to sports or things that you engage in that were very spiritually intense. This could relate to sexual activity, how you've used your sexual energy, and if that's been good for you, if that's been healthy, or if you're realizing it hasn't been supporting your energy in some capacity. This could be related to unresolved health issues or things that you didn't realize were taking up space in your body. Even perhaps noticing that you have like a really tight muscle somewhere. So what I'm seeing actually as I say all this is the body's fascia. Fascia is that really thin tissue that goes all over our physical body and connects all these different organs, bones, nerves, muscles, and it's a very thin connective tissue that's also quite sensitive. and holds a lot of memories. I'm seeing it as across our full lifetime. You know, there are massages that specialize in fascia release. It's a very gentle massage. It has a very special touch to it, but it helps to open up and move some of that energy. So again, take it if it resonates and leave it if it doesn't. But this could be a time with Mars in Pisces really settling in to what your body needs to receive in order to feel stronger going forward. And again, simple stretching, yin yoga, a gentle release, like just even simple basic practices that help you dig into parts of your body that have been holding a lot of energy and a lot of emotions. Even somatic workout practices or routines that are about stretching, all of this is part of the rebirth energy. All of this is where you're actually deeply letting go of what you didn't realize you were holding. Because Mars, especially in Pisces, is not about the mind, right? Think about how many times we go first to our mind. Is this logical? Does this make sense? Is this true for me? Well, this is accessing more of your body consciousness and going into the wisdom of what your body is trying to communicate with you. And that feels very powerful after this total solar eclipse that was working with Chiron. Chiron in Aries is opening up what our physical vessels are needing to heal, where we need to be supportive of ourselves with more kindness and vulnerability. It's also allowing us to soften into some parts of ourselves that our ego would push away. And Chiron pulls it right back in and says, no, this is the boo-boo, this is the wound, this is the hurt, and this is also where the beautiful healing opportunities lie. And I know I've been talking a lot, as everybody has, every astrologer has been talking about the importance of Chiron in this energy cycle right now. And so I do feel like we are understanding more about the complexities of our energy, what we've been holding, whether that is trauma, abuse, pain, abandonment, rejection, anywhere we have felt ostracized. Chiron is also where we hold the wounds from the 3D matrix. It's where we hold the memory bank of what has harmed us in the 3D, of what has been almost detrimental to our soul identity. Chiron has that energy, and there's something here about really understanding that it's not truly you, but it is your responsibility to heal it and to work with it. Now, somebody had asked, what if I don't do the Chiron healing work? Well, think of it this way. What happens if you break your ankle and you don't take it to the doctor and you don't heal it? It's going to heal real funky, right? And you're not going to be able to walk properly. So even if you push it away and you're not ready to do something right now, it doesn't go away. And that is part of the energetic understanding of Chiron, is that it's actually what we travel with throughout our lifetime, that wounding, that vulnerability, but we get stronger with it. And when we look at it, when we really heal it and take it on, then that's when the energy helps us see that I've got tools for this. I know how to address this. I can handle this, even if it's still painful, even if it still makes me feel less strong. Chiron is where you learn to master your own vulnerabilities from a place of power. So if you don't deal with the Chiron wounding or what Chiron is asking you to look at, it doesn't go away. And so that's your choice, of course. We live in a free will experience, but you're actually better off addressing it right away, especially in Aries, is to really own it and to move towards it, because that's how it will also heal faster. Now, over the rest of this week, we continue to have Aries energy highlighted. On April 11th, the sun will be conjunct Mercury retrograde in Aries at 22 degrees. And with Mercury retrograde, now Mercury brings information back to the sun that Mercury has been sitting with, especially since Mercury was just conjunct Eris, and the Sun will be conjunct Eris on April 14th. April 11th, Sun conjunct Mercury retrograde at 22 degrees of Aries, and then the Sun moves forward and is conjunct Eris at 24 degrees 46 minutes of Aries. So something comes up that's been talked about behind the scenes, and it probably doesn't feel good because Eris has that energy that can be quite mean and spiteful. She can be the one who wants to be evil because it makes her feel better. Eris is looking to stir up the pot. And every year, April 14th, April 15th, when the Sun is conjunct Eris, it highlights these energies. It highlights what do you need to see in the shadow feminine. The shadow feminine is what Eris embodies. And it's also what she's here to bring up to the surface so that we can understand the wide spectrum of energies that not only are being activated and in play, but then to look at how can I powerfully deal with this? How can I work with this? What are my opportunities here to either address this or move through this without surrendering my power or my sense of self? Eris is quite the warrior, and she will go to battle. She will take no prisoners. She is very fierce. Now, those can all be beautiful qualities, no doubt. Those can be wonderful things in the right place. But when the Sun is conjunct Eris, there's something that you're meant to see. And I feel too like sometimes Eris, she loses her energy. She loses her power when the Sun is blazing right at her because the Sun is bringing to light more of her undertakings, more of her behind the scenes dealings. It's almost like whatever is done in the dark comes to light, and that can be wildly embarrassing. That can be something that you thought was hidden. But in this day and age, especially with more people being psychic, being intuitive, it's not hidden. It's not deceptive. It's not happening behind the scenes. In fact, there could almost be this sense of looking through a double mirror or a two-way mirror where you see what's going on and you're just an observer, because you have to understand that people will live from their own energy. And so it's kind of like if somebody is really low vibe, right? And really mean or spiteful or evil or whatever you want to call it, then that's the experience they're creating for themselves. And you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to even plug in or connect or do anything. That is, in fact, their free will to create that experience for themselves. And I know we talk a lot about light workers, but you have to understand there's also dark workers. There's people who are here having a darker soul experience in this lifetime that counteracts the power of the light worker. There's also individuals here who are stuck in this ongoing merry-go-round of soul experiences that they desperately want to break out of, but they also feel a comfort zone in the dark or in those low vibe energies. And so you don't have to interact or take it on. In fact, you don't do anything except stay on your path. But know that over this next week, more of that can come to light. And it's an understanding of each individual's choices, what they are consciously engaging in, what they find perhaps empowering. But it also is a very different energy. It can't ever impact the higher vibrational sphere of experiences. Like, there is actually very little cross contamination, if you will, because the energies are so different and so separate that they aren't even designed to meet or merge. It's truly something very far away. And if you think about Eris as being beyond Pluto in our solar system, there are gifts in the observation. Right? You could even notice, wow, I recognize that energy because I used to be that when I was younger, when I was unconscious, when I was unaware. You know, you could recognize things in the other that help you understand maybe where you've been on your own journey, but also redirects you on your path or redirects you towards what you're actively choosing now. And so in the higher consciousness of understanding, everything is a teacher. Everything can provide you with insights and higher levels of consciousness. I also feel like this will be an opportunity to look at your own ability to be objective and detached. Now, this is important to understand because the energies at this time, with the focus on planets in Pisces, Aries, and Taurus. We can all be locked into our own experiences that don't have objectivity. We can all be in our own world right now. And this is where, unfortunately, we can be making assumptions or we don't have enough information to truly go on. This is where you could be so wrapped up in your own experiences and perceptions that you're not aware of what someone else is really thinking or considering or feeling. This is where we can lack important facts or important information. It's sort of like this is where false information gets started and it just takes off. And then later on you realize, oh wow, I was so off on that. I didn't even have all the details, all the true information. And something gets started. It's kind of like a wildfire gets started of false information or rumors or gossip or one-sided stories. And then later on, you realize, oh my goodness, none of that was true. So keep that in mind right now that the energetic focus in Pisces, Aries, and Taurus, there's a lack of communication, a lack of asking questions or remaining curious that can take you off on the wrong path. So watch out for assumptions. Watch out for doing something or making a decision without having enough information. And this, of course, is in play with Mercury retrograde in Aries right now. And that Mercury retrograde in Aries is very self-focused and can be making assumptions or making choices without even considering asking someone else or verifying the details or inquiring about, well, what do you think or what do you want? And then they deliver information and you're like, oh my goodness, I never thought of that. I never considered it. So that is something that is quite strong in the energy where we aren't communicating as well as we need to be. Now that Mercury retrograde is going to be conjunct Chiron at 19 degrees of Aries on April 15th, and this activates that solar eclipse degree point where Mercury brings information back to Chiron for the healing. So Mercury was conjunct Eris, conjunct the Sun, and returns to Chiron to look at what's the cure for this? How do we heal this? What do we do with this information? And there could be something here that you're just sitting with, and you're sitting with it quietly. Because now after Mercury has been conjunct the Sun, he's behind the Sun now. Mercury is traveling away from the Sun's light and warmth and consciousness. And this is more contemplative energy that could bring up a wound or something hurtful that you thought you dealt with. And now it's coming back around. But it's important to look at the fact that you are actually different now. Okay, you've shifted now. There's something that you're meant to sit with. And even if it triggers a previous wound, even if it's working with a part of yourself that you're like, oh my gosh, I thought I healed through that. I thought I was done with this. It comes back around, but you are different. Even if the wound feels like it's the same, it's not. It's not. So you're meant to see it in a new light. You're meant to see it from how far you've come through what you've healed through and to approach it consciously from a more healed state. And that can simply take time to sit with. And in Aries, there isn't the desire to sit with something. You want to do something about it. You want to make moves and take action, but no, you're meant to sit with it. And so this goes back to what I mentioned about Mars in Pisces being reflective and contemplative and looking at, well, what did I learn about how I take action? What did I learn about reflecting on what I don't want to do again? To make sure that you're not backtracking into a karmic loop. And so this is a time period to learn to get comfortable sitting in discomfort. And that's how you are reprogramming yourself. That's how the new codes come alive, because then you're allowing these new levels of consciousness to rise up within you. And that will be where you take action from. That's where you're going to understand more of how to move forward and how to heal the next layer of this. The next layer, and that feels like a big theme, is that when Mercury is conjunct Chiron, it's not the previous layer, it's the next layer that you're working with. On April 17th, we're then going to have Venus conjunct the North Node in Aries at 15 degrees, and she's also showing you the way forward. She's also helping you gain strength, gain power, helping you rise up into who you are now, and to understand that with these eclipses and with all these energies that are changing in April, there's a new part of you that's coming alive. And Venus is the ruling planet of that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus, because Taurus is ruled by Venus. And so here she is on April 17th, opening up something for you to see in yourself. Perhaps it's been dormant. Perhaps it's something that you didn't acknowledge or realize before in what you can do on your own. It is independent. It is strengthening. It is fierce and powerful. And so Venus conjunct that north node in Aries at 15 degrees is where a new part of yourself is coming alive. Venus in Aries conjunct the north node is decisive, clear, empowered, and she's choosing herself. She's choosing what is powerful for herself right now and letting the rest go. This could be doing something in a new way for yourself that honors your energy, honors your self-esteem and your confidence. This could be simply making a new choice about how you present yourself as well, because Venus is about how we feel beautiful, how we feel strong, how we feel confident. So there could be something that you're revamping in how you feel you want to show up, whether for yourself or for the world. This is an enhancement energy. As each planet moves across the North Node, something in yourself is ready to be enhanced, reinvigorated, rejuvenated, and to be more in alignment with who you are now. So basically, there are three areas of your chart that are really active right now. And they begin with the middle of Pisces, so 14 degrees of Pisces until 28 degrees of Pisces is going to be a place of reflection, spiritual mastery, and understanding throughout the rest of April. Then we have a focus on the second half of Aries in your chart from 15 to about 24, 25 degrees of Aries. That is where the sun is traveling. That's also where Mercury retrograde and Chiron and the North Node are all interacting, plus Venus. So a lot going on in those Aries degree points in your chart. Plus, we have this increased focus on Jupiter conjunct Uranus at 21, 22 degrees of Taurus. So you might find that these are the areas of your life that are requiring your focus, your energy, your awareness, and your attention as we move into the rest of April. Now, a lot got kicked off with that total solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries. And that energy is still opening up and it's going to be active for a year, at least a year. So understand that whatever is coming through for you, again, whatever new codes, new energy codes, light codes, neutrinos are coming through and giving you life, they will continue to unfold into 2025. And that's because Chiron will keep returning to 19 degrees of Aries into early 2025. And we're going to have our next Aries eclipse March 29th, 2025. So we are really understanding more of who we are at this time and more of where we are ready to know ourselves that isn't going to come through perhaps as impatiently or immediately as the Aries energy prefers. Now, with this total solar eclipse, I happened to witness it in person. I posted some pictures for you on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram about what I experienced. This is my third time witnessing a solar eclipse in person. I saw the one in August 2017 in person. I was in Seattle, around Seattle area. I did see the one in October 2023 when a bunch of us were in Tulum. And then I saw this one. I was outside of Little Rock, Arkansas, in between Little Rock and Mount Ida. I did a crystal dig there with some of my friends. We did a private dig and I posted those pictures on Instagram. It was absolutely amazing. I'm totally obsessed with it. And we had a great time discovering 400 million year old quartz crystals and then also witnessing the total solar eclipse in person. It was very cool to feel the collective energy. And as the moon moved across the sun, people started to cheer. They were mesmerized and fascinated and really alive with the experience. It was amazing to watch the darkness that descended, but it didn't get fully dark simply because the moon was covering most of the sun, but there was still what they call that diamond ring or like that halo effect of the sun's light. So even though it was dark, the sun was still encapsulating the darkness. The light was still shining brighter than the darkness. And that's important to remember at this time, is that even when it feels like we're in the darkness and that there are certain energies here that are playing out, and yes, we are in a battle between the dark and the light. That's something that's been happening for a long time now. But look at how the sun is still stronger. The light always returns and in fact shines a light on the dark, on what is happening behind the scenes. So I felt this to be a very empowering experience. I know that there are people who would say you shouldn't watch a total solar eclipse, and that is your choice. Whatever is best for your energy. If you don't want to watch it, if that isn't correct for you, then trust that. I think the bigger issue is to look at who you seek permission from, who you listen to that gives you permission about what is best for you. We are moving away from tribal programming. We are moving away from following the crowd or following the herd. We are entering into more of understanding what is correct for your energy. And that's what you turn to. That's what you trust. So if you don't want to look at a solar eclipse, then don't. Trust that for yourself. That is 100% correct for you. But again, understand that might not be correct for the person sitting next to you. I personally loved it. It gives me life. I love the experience, and to share it with my friends was really special. Now, I've heard of a few mass events that happened during this particular solar eclipse that I wanted to briefly mention. In Arkansas, near where I was, there was a mass wedding. 300 people gathered to have a wedding during this total solar eclipse. And I hate to break it to them, but this was not good wedding energy. Astrologically speaking, this was not the best wedding for any kind of union. Now, that could be different depending on a couple's composite astrological chart. But just looking at the basics of this energy, first of all, Mars conjunct Saturn in Pisces, that's not good for your sex life. Mercury retrograde conjunct Eris, that's not great for being on the same page or being a team with someone. All this Aries energy isn't necessarily promising for a union, but keep in mind it can be different depending on each person's chart as well as the relationship composite chart. Now, on a more hopeful note, I heard this beautiful story of an earth science teacher in New York who back in 1978 told his ninth graders, there's going to be an amazing eclipse in 2024 and we are going to gather to witness that eclipse together. Okay, so he was telling his students this in 1978. And then proceeded to tell many of his classes about this eclipse. And guess what? He kept his word. Over four decades later, this earth science teacher hosted all of his students to witness and watch this eclipse that he had talked about since 1978. And about 100 students showed up in his driveway, in his front yard. He put out chairs. He had pizza. He talked on a microphone about what was happening as this total solar eclipse unfolded. Love this story. So that is a beautiful demonstration of how these incredible celestial events can bring us together for an awesome shared experience. And speaking of awesome shared experiences that line up with favorable astrological energies, we are 2 months away from the astrology cruise I'm hosting through Iceland, Scotland, and Denmark. This is occurring during Jupiter in Gemini trining Pluto in Aquarius, designed to be an incredible adventure, learning experience, connections, meeting members of your soul tribe who have the same passion, having fun, discovering new places, all of that and more, starting on June 8th through the 15th. So please check out the information at midnightsuncruise.com because we are sailing during the midnight sun, where the sun never fully sets. The sun is revealing new energies, new terrain, new landscapes as we move through these various ports. And in addition to all the cool places we're going to see, I will be giving you an astral cartography report based on your energy in each of these locations. So you might discover some very cool eye-opening things about what each of these locations holds for you and what you are designed to experience as we visit each of them. So grab a friend if you need someone to share a stateroom with, grab a sister, grab a cousin, anyone who is up for this bucket list adventure. I'm only doing this cruise once. A few of you had asked if I'm going to do it next year, and I am not doing it next year. But this is a great time to visit these places, especially if you've been dreaming about them or wanting to check out Iceland or take a selfie with the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland. In fact, in the lake, quartz crystals have been discovered underneath the loch, which means that all of the water would be infused or connected to those quartz crystals and their frequency and codes. So those are the types of things that I love to discover when I'm traveling. And we will be discussing more of these things on our shore excursions as well. You can see the full itinerary at midnightsuncruise.com, as well as the astrology workshops I'll be teaching. They will be geared towards beginner and intermediate level, as well as some for everyone, so you can choose what you want to attend and what you want to learn. And we'll also be doing a Q&A, so I look forward to answering your questions as well during that session. So the prices are going up on the cruise, which is the case as we get closer to the departure date. So don't put it off too much longer. You want to make sure and get the stateroom of your choice and to lock in the lowest possible pricing as well. And if your birthday is coming up here in April or into May, be sure and check out the Solar Return course I created for you so that you can see what this year has for you, what this solar return cycle is opening up for you. It's especially important to understand this when you have a Mercury retrograde because it means it's a year of catching up on things, of looking at what you need to change and shift, what you need to start again. Mercury retrograde lasts until April 25th. So if your birthday is before April 25th, then you want to see how that is working with you in this 12-month cycle. Also important to note that you have Jupiter conjunct Uranus in your solar return chart this year. That's amazing. Not everybody gets that. So if your birthday is in March or April of 2024, you get to work with Jupiter conjunct Uranus in Taurus for the next 12-month cycle. That's also important to recognize in your solar return chart. Which house is it in? How is it working with other planets? What is coming up for you? It's a beautiful gift of manifestation, so check that out. And know that with my solar return course, you can come back every year and do it again and move through it again. So those of you who are already in the program, this is where you then run your next solar return chart, go through the information in every webinar all over again to learn what this energy has for you in the 12-month cycle. And you can get it for 50% off with coupon code BIRTHDAY. But please check that out because this is how you're going to be really empowered in your energy and what you are learning after your exact birthday passes. So big stuff is happening right now, and I hope that you are feeling it in the best possible ways. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday to share with you more astrological energies and insights. As always, thank you so much for joining me. It is a joy to connect with you here through this podcast. You can find my latest offerings at mollymccord.online, and I will have some links below the podcast too. Wishing you a beautiful week ahead, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Take good care.